with hippies.
We're rolling. I don't think you probably should have said the hip. All right, let's just go. Hi, everybody. I'm Newton.
And I'm Precious.
And together
we're the Saltwaters.
Well, you know, honey, I was listening to the podcast that we did that last one with the Hobbit.
Oh, you know what? We did this one really well at the top of it because, you know, these fellas are staring at.
Well, we'll get to them. I just want to see, because from what I understand, I was reading the biography of Geraldo Rivera, and he said that you got to have a little happy talk off the top between people, and then you get into the substance. You see?
Like Liu?
Well,
what type of substance are you talking about?
I mean the meat of the matter. Kind of like the pork roast of the dinner that we're going to be serving to these people.
I think it's
I don't understand what this has to do with food.
Well, you were saying that they're looking at we're going to be.
What's your problem? Oh, I'm sorry. They're
so rude. All right. I guess we'll save the happy talk. We'll do it on the next podcast.
I know where they just get concerned with us, and they're making me very nervous because what are hippies doing in here?
Well, you know, I shouldn't say that.
That's very rude of me. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, sometimes a manager will just make a decision and not consult you, and I guess that's, hi, boys. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
I'm meeting. Is my wife Precious?
Hello, I'm Precious.
My name's Rob. This is my brother Chris.
Hi.
You're gonna be on our show.
Yeah.
All right.
Are y'all gonna bathe before?
It would be nice. I like the fresh smell, especially not in a small space.
Well, I heard about that band Fish, but I don't want to smell them.
We're not really like that band, though. Our songs are shorter. We're not like Fish. They're from Vermont. We're from New Hampshire. So.
That's the key.
No, it's kind of like the same thing.
So
really.
I guess you'll sing free or die.
Oh, you knew about that. You've been reading. Yeah. He reads license plates sometimes.
We've got some really good ones in New Hampshire because it's only a one-time fee to get vanity license plates, so there's a lot of really good ones. I saw one the other day that was Nachos, which is a good.
We have a man named Freddie Nacho gonna be on our show too with you guys. That's like fate.
Synchronicity, right there. Synergy.
What?
Synchronicity.
What is that?
It's like osmosis.
I don't know. It's business talk.
It's what?
Yeah.
We don't really know a lot about business, though. We're artists. So.
I heard a syncopate once, too.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing.
In our songs a lot.
So. Syncopate and this? What?
You guys are musicians. You play, too.
We are. Yeah, we're singer-songwriters. And
we are, too.
So are we. Have you ever played any Motesic lounges, too? Because we are the king and queen of lobbies.
People hear that we're coming in, and they just flock to us. They're just like, Newton and Precious are in town. Let's put on a shindig.
We play a lot of coffee houses. Starting out, we played a lot of coffee houses. More popular.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you have someone die in your family recently?
Yes, but not. I mean, not that recently.
All right. I just kind of. You're a little low energy.
They're
somber.
We're French Canadian. That's the French Canadian way.
Oh, I'd be sad too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. That's very sad. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
It's like being a communist, but so with French.
We're from the United States, but our heritage is French Canadian. So
it's shame.
French
we're wearing
toast with maple
shame.
Syrup.
Yeah, that's actually one of our favorite foods. Actually, is French toast with maple syrup. It's delicious.
What do the kids say? More electricity.
Huh? Yeah, we do like electricity.
But you play acoustic.
Yeah.
But you play like electricity. Well, it's amazing.
Mean, if you come and see us on our tour, when we come, we have a full band part, or we have a full band, and then we'll midway through the show, we'll step out into what we call the acoustic lounge. Yeah, yeah, and that's sort of where we step. We do some of our more quiet songs, you know, because we have a lot of different, you know, types. We have a lot of songs, and some of them are better played electric, and some are better played in the more intimate acoustic setting.
Do you have more than one microphone?
Generally.
You need a new mic. Yeah, we have acoustic.
Do you bring your own?
Usually, it's in our rider that we just they. I don't. I think some of them.
You have a truck? You got your own truck to carry stuff around?
Yeah, we do.
That's great. Because we usually have to rent stuff.
Well, if we have sometimes
we got to rent our trucks, but
right
if you
now
got
we
a
just
rider,
have a guitarist.
We oh yeah,
it's pretty portable.
It's very small.
We've had a guitar on a couple of our tracks in the past. Yeah. Not recently, but
it's like an organ, but not
right.
And you can stand it up.
Yeah, you can stand and carry it.
In fact, it's harder to lug the actual guitarist than it is the guitar.
Yeah, should we play music or?
We're supposed to talk because this is a little. This is the thing that our manager makes us do. So
I guess I guess
you know, we don't really know about stuff that managers make you do. We
just done interviews all day.
Yeah, we just got done with a bunch of interviews. We're doing all the local press. We did Spin Magazine.
I just didn't know it was a media day.
What's Spin Magazine?
It's for people who get
stuck
as
law. We did.
I didn't even know that.
We posted on the Noise message board, which we considered
the Noise. That's kind of. But
we should
do
that. We should get some tips.
What is the Noise?
It's a local. It's a publication.
Because we're
very very loud bands.
Yeah, we've only been here for just a little bit of time because our RV broke down.
Oh, okay.
So we really don't know. Yeah.
We're sort of from here. We like to say, this is a joke that we have between us. I think you'll think it's funny that we like to say that we're from a suburb of Boston called New Hampshire. That's the joke.
Maybe.
That would be funnier,
I think, if I had a map.
Oh, well.
Because I'm not quite sure where we
are
now.
Basically, Boston is the capital city of Massachusetts, which is a state in New England.
Uh-huh.
And New Hampshire is just above it.
I always thought that New England was just like Massachusetts in the rest of it. And it was like we just keep driving till we hit the ocean, and then we was close to. And then Titty would call and tell us the streets to drive down.
It's kind of like Joseph Smith.
That seems accurate.
You're just looking for the ocean. That's all.
Yeah, it's kind of like the pilgrims of country western.
That's right. That's right.
And you're got the pilgrims of New Hampshire.
Sort of. I guess we're kind of in a lot of ways we're more like Indians because we use every part of every song. I think that's what we say. We're native.
Do you do tech support too, or
text? No.
What would be the ear of the song?
The what's that?
Well, I'm thinking of all the parts of the song. What would be the ear?
Well, the
of
bridge.
The song?
I think that's obvious.
What's a bridge?
It's the part that is generally in between the third verse and the.
I would thought it would be the nose.
Nose.
Because you got the bridge of the nose.
I would say the nose would be the intro. The intro, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Yeah.
They got parts to their
songs. So kind of like you're blowing your nose. You're blowing the song out of your nose first.
Well, I like to think.
Is that the way?
I like to think we don't blow too many songs. If you'll excuse the joke, guys. We get really silly. We've been up for a long time doing interviews, and we tend to get a little bit silly, so I apologize for myself and Chris for being so silly.
That's perfectly okay.
That's
you
okay.
You get us. We get a little wacky sometimes, too, don't we, honey?
Especially when the heat goes out and we get very cold. Because you just have to do something to
keep it. We do the chicken dance. Yeah. We do the chicken dance when that happens.
And it's like a wedding.
Well, I have a funny story about that, about being cold. Actually, this is a very funny story.
All right.
That you'll think is really funny. We were doing a show in Aspen, and we had an outdoor jacuzzi.
It was Boulder.
It was Boulder, Colorado. And we had an outdoor jacuzzi, which was very nice. And Chris was having trouble sleeping, and so he took some Ambien to try and get to sleep. But then he still couldn't get to sleep, so we decided to have a jacuzzi. And so he went out into the jacuzzi, and while he was in there, the Ambien kicked in, and he fell asleep and woke up about 20 minutes later, and the jets had stopped, and it was very cold.
So you were.
Sorry, Chris. I should have asked Chris if that was an okay story to tell.
It's just not that funny anymore.
You're shivering,
well,
I guess.
I mean, it was funny. Like the rest of the band that our touring, they're not with us anymore. But the touring band that we had then, they thought it was really funny.
Because it was their ice pedal on it, or was it still warm?
I mean, it was still.
Why didn't you drown?
It was only 20 minutes. It was still lukewarm, but.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, so you got a little nap in there.
Yeah. But it was just funny because it was. He woke up and it was colder than it was when he went to sleep. It wasn't that cold, but it was slightly colder.
So did you get that Ambien over the internet or something? It wasn't like real.
They're Canadian, but you bring their ice.
Oh, that's right. They could just go over the border again.
Mail order, yeah.
All right, so just go over.
It's just like your
We don't need to talk. We don't need to, honey. We don't need to talk about, honey. We don't need to talk about that.
Somebody got
it. Yeah, hush, woman.
Her name's Sonia.
Just cut that out, or the lizard's going to chomp on you.
Oh, he's sticking a giant fuzzy lizard in my face. Titty, no, you got her toes again.
Shh.
Titty's getting older.
We
get
a little bit silly, too. That's the way that we
get. We're known for for getting a little bit silly sometimes.
You guys seem like you're pranksters.
Especially once.
We have a slightly tainted daughter. She was defied by a comic. But she's very smart. And she has an apartment.
Which is this apartment? We got to be a little bit quiet because she gets a little.
So we are on the road a lot. This is a funny joke that Chris will say a lot. Is that Chris says that he says my girlfriend is music, and I laugh every time he says it.
It's kind of true.
It is sort of true though. That's why it's sort of funny because it's true type of thing. Go ahead, say it, Chris.
That's her name. She was born with.
Chris, you should say it. Say.
My girlfriend's music.
Yeah, I always laugh when he says it. It makes me laugh. Yeah. But it is funny because it is true.
It's a funny name for a girl, ain't it? It's fun. We should name Titty Music. That's funny.
Maybe we can rename her.
It's not really a joke. I guess that's why it's funny, is because it's true. It's one of those sort of, it's more like like a Jerry Seinfeld sort of thing. Like, did you ever notice Chris's girlfriend is music? What is the deal with music being Chris's girlfriend? What is the deal with that? With his girlfriend being music? What's that deal? That's a deal already.
Is that a question we're supposed to answer? I don't understand.
No, it's rhetorical. It's a rhetorical question.
Are you confused? Was she born? Was she born named Music? He's just like that Anderson.
Oh, I think I'm understanding the confusion here. All right, this is the thing, is that it's not. You are misunderstanding and thinking that it's a woman by the name of Music.
Yes.
Which I went to Berklee School of Music for 2 months before I dropped out.
Was that her school too?
No, but I did actually. There was a lovely girl who was a jazz singer there whose name, actually full name, was Music. It was spelled Musique. She was very nice though. But this is actually not a person named Music, but rather the concept of music, which Chris is saying is his girlfriend. It's a totally understandable mistake, but it's actually not a person, but rather a concept that Chris considers to be his girlfriend, Music.
He's a pervert.
You wouldn't be the first person.
I think we're not on the same page.
Yeah, I think we should move on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your music now. Do you guys do like Weird Al Yankovic songs or something like?
I think that every musician will say that's a dream to have Weird Al.
C.W. McCall, something like that.
One of our songs, that would be amazing. To have
Sammy Hall singers.
He didn't do. It seems to me that he didn't do a lot of sad songs.
Yeah, I guess or maybe a little bit too sad.
You look like you may be deep.
I mean,
Then I write. It's important to hold my nails and hair together.
Everything
would be.
Yeah, we don't.
That would be me deep.
You have something, anything like that, or
it works?
We're working on one, but
Or like Bobby Goldsboro doing Miss You. And
we could play a song. Would you guys like us to play?
Everything.
Are we supposed to hang? Because they're supposed to almost take away our new age.
Y'all sing.
Are you looking for some new age? Because ours will steal our car parts if we don't do it right.
Oh, we'll definitely give them. Yeah. I think we're supposed to play a song.
We need you guys.
What song do you want to do?
You know how you fit.
I'm going to do for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess this is probably... You guys haven't asked us to do anything, but this is the song.
Well, we just met you, so we don't really understand.
It's from a couple years back, but it's sort of the song we're probably the most known for, so...
When I think about you, girl, my chest gets tight. When we're talking, I talk to you all night. I'm down the hours, I'm counting the days. Well, you're away. I'm seeing my own. So high, let me drop. Get upset, I think my heart to.
I'm sorry. What's that word that you're singing there?
I don't know which girl.
Bonus. Bonus. Are you singing about coupons?
It's a little song. When I think about you, girl. My chest gets tight. Chest? Was that chest? Was it?
No, wasn't chest.
It was like bones.
Do you say passion in that song?
Passion is good.
Passion.
I might say passion.
I'm saving my.
When I think about you, girl, my chest gets tight. When we're talking on the phone, I talk to you all night. Counting down the hour. Mixtape. Was it mixtape?
No, it wasn't mixtape.
Oh, I like that.
It wasn't mixtape.
It reminds me of when we dated.
Yeah.
There are 8 tracks.
Yeah, what part?
It was hard if they give you real terrain.
It was, I'm saving my bonus.
Saving my boners for you. Yeah.
What's that mean? What's a boner?
When a man gets stimulated sexually, the erectile tissue of the penis to engorge with blood.
Oh my word! What are you doing writing songs about that?
We're adults.
Where's Chastity Hotter?
We write adult music. I mean, you know, you wouldn't tell, you know, Charles Bukowski not to write about, you know, drinking and sex.
I need some holy water.
Have y'all got? Maybe you could play a different song.
All right, yeah, we'll play a different
instead,
song.
Instead, something quiet.
Do you want to play Shipbuilding? This song is called Shipbuilding.
Shipbuilding?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. That.
It's got sort of a nautical theme to it, I think.
Okay. I like boats.
Yeah. All right.
Canoes.
All take it from the song?
Okay. Here we go.
Think that I'm going to take about 4 or 5 hours of prayer to get that out of my ears. And I'm very ashamed of you, boy.
That's about 10 hours.
I'm ashamed. I am a lady.
I don't want to be combative or anything, but that's where we're...
I'm not fighting you. I don't do that kind of thing.
Where we come from, it's considered very rude to interrupt someone in the middle of a song.
Where we come from, it's pretty rude to write a song about that particular appendage.
There could be children and priests listening.
We're adults. We write the type of music if you go to iTunes, the type of music that we're under is adult contemporary. Like, we write adult contemporary music for adults.
I don't think Kenny G has any songs about that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, he does. He just doesn't use words, so it's not obvious. But if you listen to Kenny G's music, it's obvious.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's really, I mean...
But he didn't say the word.
Yeah, but you can tell what it's about. It's very strongly implied.
And I always thought he was a little dirty, too.
He's very... Well, I mean, I don't...
And
you mean
he's carrying
dirty,
around a saxophone. His issues.
I don't think of it as dirty. Graphic, sure. Dirty? No, I don't think it's. I think it's part of life. It's
songs,
passion. It's life.
I don't know if you know this, but you don't draw songs. All right. You don't.
But we do. You know what we do
we
draw
know what they would
is
look
on
like
life
and
experiences,
they...
and that's what we do. We draw on our real life experiences, and you know, not even just ours, but you know, the life experiences of people that we meet and talk to. You know, I mean, like that song in particular is about. A man that we met when we were doing a gig in Maine, who lived on a beach and was a writer.
Yeah, you can stop right there because we don't need to know the kinds of things he did. I think we can kind of imply.
You lost us at Maine.
He owned several lobster traps and he would catch lobsters and sell them at a farmer's market, right outside Portland and Cape Elizabeth.
Well, it smells dirty right there.
Lobsters. Well, they do call them the cockroach of the sea, I guess.
Dirty.
Dirty.
And they're often gentlemen alone who get into trouble. Them fishermen and lobster catchers.
Well, I need
a cigarette and a bag.
He had been a professor at the University of Maine at Portland, and he retired and moved out to a very small shack on the beach, and he was just an interesting guy. We were inspired, and we wrote that song about him. Yeah.
You read Education Geeky? You think too much, go straight to your...
Fifth grade.
I mean, we're not... Educated.
Good
we
enough
both,
for me.
Both, I know.
We both dropped out of high school.
I know.
And we got our GEDs and then went to Berklee School of Music, where we completed almost a full semester before we dropped out. And we just started touring since then.
Well, good for you. Do you hear something else that maybe we can play on the radio?
We could do the toys.
Yeah. This song, you're definitely. I mean, this song was considered. It was almost. They were going to use it in Toy Story 3, but they ended up. All right. They went with a Randy Newman song instead, so they didn't end up using it in Toy Story 3, which I don't. We're not bitter. If you see the movie, then the Randy Newman song fits better. It's a better fit. But I mean, we were very disappointed.
Disney is good.
When it happened, we were really sad. But like,
it's all right. All right. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
Like a dried out vagrant talking about his pain. Like an old preacher too worn out to repent. Like a dollar in your pocket that's long since already been spent. Search this whole world looking for just one good friend. With this one trick, bone is going.
What?
All right.
Search this whole out.
All right, we got a.
DreamWorks was really.
Oh, wait, I didn't realize that today.
They still might use it in the next installment of the Cars.
I don't.
You know, I thought it was bad enough when Titty got the file by comics, but I expected better out of musicians.
All right. I don't know. I mean, can you ask a nightingale not to sing? Can you ask a nightingale not to sing?
We can sing without that.
I mean, we're artists, so we're just being honest to what's in our souls.
All right.
You have a dark, dirty old soul, little man.
I don't think that's all right. Well, it's honest. It's an honest soul.
I think then, you know what? I think that we'll talk to Tom. It's all right, honey. It's all right, honey. We're gonna talk to Tom. I think y'all know your way out.
No.
Can we just try? I mean, we came here to play a song. We haven't been able to play a full
song. Can you leave somebody out without your genitalia involved with this song?
I don't think that the song has anything.
No,
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. Look, I'm sorry if
all right.
Look, we didn't come here to offend. We're not trying to offend you. If we did, we're sorry. Can we have one more try? I'm trying to think if there's anything in the song
that you would find offensive.
I don't think that there is. Can we try one more?
I'm not, you know.
Please just try and just redeem ourselves. I'm sorry that you didn't write the song.
No, I never seen Jesus, but I've been to his apartment. Left a note saying, be back. Couple thousand years, there's a beer in the fridge. Well, for a host,
I'm sorry.
He's sure a hell of a host.
See, that is offensive to us.
Because the cable bill's been paid through next year. I've been there ever since.
J-E-S-U-S.
That song is offensive to us because we are straight edge, so beer to us is an offensive concept. So you can look at it that way, too. You know, different things are going to offend.
Beer is from a concoction from pure ingredients, hops, and malt,
and
grass things.
What are we singing about that's not natural and normal?
Perversion.
It's not perversion.
Yep. It's perversion. A lobster trap and the thinking you're about the
like
thingies.
Feral little monkeys is what you're doing. You're talking about
Is there passion? Is there sexuality in our songs? We would be amiss to claim that was not the case. We do. We talk about life.
Apparently, you've never. Because sexuality is just not important after you've done your deed. After you reproduced and like put your seed out into the thing, there's no need for sex ever again.
Well, we haven't been married, but Chris was engaged. Chris was engaged for several months.
And did you defile her?
I wouldn't say
I would say that's a yes.
Not what I came for.
See?
I would say that's
you,
a yes.
They know with comics now. I mean, Chris, are like turning into
Chris didn't come here to talk about Lindsay, obviously.
I think that we all need to pray.
Poor Lindsay's probably joined a nunnery after getting in with you.
I really think that we all need to pray together. Why don't we, is Titty home?
She's probably hiding somewhere. All right. She heard the hippies. She hangs out with them sometimes, but she ain't one of them yet.
In the Bible, doesn't it say, unto God make a joyful noise?
I think. A joyful noise ain't a appendage noise.
Can we try and do one last song?
Not a joyful noise. See, I remember it's just rutting like a pig or something like that. Ain't joyful.
That's just desperation. Like peeing. That's desperation.
I don't know what we're supposed to do. What do you think?
I don't know.
Desperation.
I mean, desperation.
Well, I'm going to say
this. It's a need for attention that's sticking your thing in.
If it's one of those, we could do this song that we did.
You ain't going to be singing.
The Unitarian Church.
Yeah, we did this song. This is a song we performed at a church.
Unitarians.
Yeah, Unitarian.
You can't fool us with Unitarians.
Are atheists.
But it's, you know, it's a song that we've performed in the house of God.
Perform a song in the house of Satan.
The house, it means nothing. There's the house of blues, and we all know that. Sinners over there.
Amen.
All
right.
Well, I mean, I think that's
all right. Basically, what it comes down to this, boys.
We have to work with him.
Pray or go. We'll talk to Tom. I just came up with a pretty good song.
What?
Should I pray or should I go now?
That's catchy. Well,
should I pray or should I go now?
Should I pray or be a bit up?
We're going to work on this.
Yeah, we got
this is the last song.
No, you're not going to sing this song. Save it for.
This one's called Through the Doors, and it's a song that I think you guys are going
to wait. We're going to let's just sing back at it.
Through the Doors. All right, here we go.
No, they're going to start again. We're going to no. We can't do that.
All right. Bye, everybody. I'm
Newton. I've never seen Jesus.
I can't remember the lyrics without you.
I've never seen Jesus.